finished my job yesterday, which in Canada and North America is still today. And Monday, I start a new job, a new contract job anyway.
Right. So Poodle McNoodle will want to know, did you have cake at the end of your last job?
We had more cake than even Poodle McNoodle could eat. It was ridiculous.
Well, speaking of Poodle McNoodle, I see there's somebody in the chat room who might be a friend of Poodle's. Laughing Buddha, do you want to tell us, we are live here on Pride 48. If people want to join us in the Pride 48 chat room, they can go over to pride48.com. And Mark, you can tell us who is with us today on the chat.
All right. Well, joining us in the chat room is the infamous international celebrity podcaster, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The infamous international celebrity podcaster.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1425 of the BFO Far Right, the 12th of July, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, our little show, y'all. We got a special guest. Hello, Bloomin' Onions. Hi. Hey everyone, I hope you're for right. It's going well. Y'all, you are blooming onions today because, you know, they have those out in the Outback. And we've got a special guest from the Outback with us today. But y'all, before we get to that, I just want to remind everyone that this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, which is, of course, the only time zone that matters, we are going to have the next State of the Station little show. So y'all make sure you tune in to that. Y'all, I'm sure there's some exitings of the birth canal that I'm forgetting. But y'all, I've had two glasses of wine, and I've had a whole fucking fried chicken. You know, it's just, and I'm full of grease right now. Big Fatty, you're full of more than grease. But y'all, believe it or not, I gave you a little preview yesterday that this might happen, and y'all, it is indeed going to happen. Y'all, we are going to have an episode of The Gays. Yeah, guys, so y'all, we have got, y'all, I think this is the first, I may be wrong, I probably am wrong, and if I'm wrong, you'll tell me, but y'all, I think this is the first, oh yeah, maybe Straight Bob did this, okay, fuck it. Y'all, we're just going to repeat something we've done in the past, and that is to have someone from the future here on The Gays with us. Y'all, it is the little Aussie battler, everybody's favorite Bloomin' Onion himself, Scotty. Say hello, Scotty.
G'day, Scotty.
All right. And y'all, Scotty and I are sharing a micro hoist. Mm-hmm. And we are here in the Georgian Atlanta studios. So, where did George go?
Hello.
Hello. George is back in the background. So mm-hmm. maybe he's been taking pictures of us, Scotty. Did you notice
yeah,
that?
Yeah, too many pictures.
Uh-huh. Okay. But anyway, Scotty, of course, is here visiting his favorite place to hate, the U.S. of A.
God's own country.
Right. And Scotty, we had dinner at the Colonnade.
Yeah, well, there was plenty of colons to be seen.
But now, Scotty, you have got Scotty wanted some good Southern cooking, and we thought, well, we'd take him to the Colonnade this evening. And Scotty was surprised that Big Fatty showed up. Uh-huh. Tell everybody what you thought when you saw this giant fat thing moving towards you as you waited outside the Colonnade.
My first thought was, that is huge. Is that Vera coming? But he was not wearing a caftan. And I thought, hang on, no. And he looks a little bit short, just a tad short. And I was like, it's Big Fatty!
Yes! And
Yo, we got in and we sat down, and they had a specials menu for tonight. And Scotty looked at it and says, "This is a joke, right?" And yo, we all looked at it and we went, "What?" Now, Scotty has in front of him, y'all, the Wednesday. Can you hear that? Huh? Would you like to say that?
Can you hear that? Can you?
It's not a coupon. I want Scotty to read you what Honest to Hydrogen was the appetizer special at the Colonnade on the Wednesday night when we were all there. Go ahead, Scotty.
Okay, so we sit down, and then the waitress drops these. Actually, no. Who? Well, anyway, someone drops these pieces of paper on top of our menus. Now, it's just an A4 piece of paper. Actually, it might not be A4 because it's America.
Eight and a half by 11.
It's 8.5 by 11, whatever that means. Millimeters. And it lands in front of me, and I'm like, some weird piece of paper. And I read the top. It says appetizer. Should say entree, by the way. Appetizer, seared Australian kangaroo with spicy, sweet, and sour, 12. And I'm like, is this a joke? Has George done this? And everyone's going, what are you talking about? What do you mean? It's the menu. I'm like, kangaroo is on the menu at the Colonnades in the south of Americas.
I couldn't, y'all, none of us could believe that they had fucking kangaroo. So George, of course, George, come on around here because I want you to tell your part of this story here. Tell about your meal this evening.
Well, I decided to go against the grain and not have the fried chicken, and I went with the
traitor.
I know, right? The center cut
socialist
mm-hmm. steak with herbed asparagus and demi-glaze with the roasted Yukon Gold potatoes.
Canadian
24. They have all these weird numbers at the end of these items. We couldn't figure out
for the life of us.
Just numbers.
That's the tipping percentage.
Right. So, you know, everyone's birds came out flapping on their plates. And what do you call them? Chucks?
Chooks.
Chooks. Chooks.
Fried
chooks. Chooks. That's chicken in America.
C-H-O-O-K, right?
In America. So, yeah, everybody got their chicken and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and no food for George. Poor George. Wafer-thin George.
Before that, you found out something.
Oh, my God! Yeah, no. It's
been a long day.
It has been a really long day. It started at 4:30 this morning. No, before we got our entrees, I ordered the appetizer that Scotty wanted all of us to enjoy, his wonderful fried kangaroos. And
how would you like that?
I asked for Scotty's recommendation, and she said, how do you want that prepared? And I said medium, and Scotty
said rare, maybe medium rare.
Yeah, so we went with medium.
You said medium rare.
Did I really? Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you did.
So as soon as Wes mentioned that it was a marsupial.
Country boy Wes, he's hot.
But all right then. Breaking news, kids, you heard
Edit
it here first.
Out. Edit that out.
So yeah, we waited and waited for the lovely kangaroo, seared kangaroo, and she comes out and apologizes. I'm sorry, we don't have the kangaroo. You're not going to believe this, but we don't have the kangaroo. Further making Scotty believe this was a big fat joke.
After she had discussed with Scotty, y'all had a little chat were from Australia, right? Okay. So anyway.
At that point, I nearly screamed across the table, "Your tip has gone to 19%, love." But I thought, I better not.
And thankfully, you didn't call her a cracker.
Big Fatty gave me his crackers tonight.
I did.
And then Wes called me a cracker, and I didn't know what that meant, but Romo seemed offended for me.
Uh-huh. Did. So, after the appetizer debacle, everybody got their fried chicken, and my steak was 10 minutes late, and I got a free meal. Ta-da!
So,
that was a very short story. And then I wanted to scream when the guy came out to apologize and say, "Sorry, your steak's not here." I was just about to scream out, 18% tip and it's going down. And then he said, "You can have that for free, George." So, tip.
Now, that's typical behavior in Australia, right, Scotty?
Exactly. Tips normally go down by 20% points each time.
All right, now, Scotty, you have been in the States for a week and a half, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, 10 days, something like that. Tell folks some of the highlights you've experienced since you've been here and some of the folks you've met.
Well, probably many of the highlights have involved food. You might not believe that, having seen that I've only perhaps put one picture up on Instagram or Facebook of the food I've been eating, but I have been eating my way through America, and I will soon be able to fit into the extra large t-shirt that Brenda Boo gave me.
Oh,
it's big. So lots of food, lots of weird things. I've been eating shoes like hush puppies, and I've been eating grits, the stuff you put on the road when it snows.
It's not grits.
It's been eating all sorts of weirdo crap that...
Says the man who eats Vegemite.
Right.
Right, yeah. Vegemite, that's God's own spread. And the highlights have been meeting... You guys won't believe this because you're listening to Big Fatty and you don't even think he's real, but meeting real-life podcasters in America.
Now, Scotty, you didn't know I was coming to Atlanta, did you?
I did not know. It was a secret. Evil George, that's George in Atlanta, you should subscribe to his podcast, kept that as a big secret.
And did you just about shat yourself when you saw me? What was your first thought when you saw me?
My first thought was... Aha! That's what I thought 2 or 3 months ago, but then I thought it wasn't happening. But now it is happening again. And I thought, Big Fatty is a lot skinnier than I thought he would be.
And not very big either. Tall.
Right, yes. Okay, yes, that's right.
Now, Scotty brought some giftettes from the future. And I y'all... there were some Tim Tams, and we know that Wendy Cameron from the cocktails and Kermuffins, she loves the Tim Tams, and those are just basically a cookie, right? A chocolate cookie?
Yes, a chocolate biscuit, actually.
Biscuit, I'm sorry. Biscuit. Yes.
Biscuit. No cookies in Australia.
But I want you to tell everybody about this little bag of...
delicious.
Well, okay. Yeah. I was going to say something terribly racist. But
yes, Big Fatty, save the racism for the Australian. So these are 98% fat-free, everyone. So I'll warm you up to them by saying that. Now, if you look at your screen right now, you can see a picture of the packet.
No, this is not an enhanced podcast. Oh. Fuck that shit.
Okay. Sorry, go to Faye Driver for an enhanced picture of what these look like. It's a packet of lollies. Candy. That's candy for Americans. It's a packet of lollies. And how can I describe them? Okay, so if you've seen a picture of Romo...
Oh, dear.
Imagine... What? They're going, oh dear, they're rubbing their heads. Imagine Romo as a little cute baby. And then imagine you could turn him into a little cute spongy lolly that... Yeah, he did. He did, don't worry. And on the packet is a photo of a cute little black baby. And inside are lollies, which are little black babies, and you can eat them up and they're delicious. I don't know if they taste anything like the real thing because, well, anyway.
Who's eaten a little black baby before?
Oh, I was thinking of black sausage.
Oh, well, speaking of black sausages, have you, I saw on your phone that you had the Grin Doctor running.
Yes, yes.
Okay, are there any black fellows saying, hi, hi?
There have been 3 black fellows that said, hi, hi, hi to me. But actually 2 of them were just saying thanks because I pushed that woof button.
Oh.
And they just stopped at thanks. They didn't say, it's our dream to meet an Australian and move to Brisbane.
Oh, well. Well, but then again, you've also had the Superman Samoan.
That is right. There's no Samoans in America. It's weird.
Oh, we leave them to Australia.
We are a quilt of many colors.
Now you are leaving Thursday morning. Uh-huh. We're recording this Wednesday night, y'all, by the way. You are leaving Thursday morning, going to Northern Mexico, and I just returned from Northern Mexico.
Oh, that was a secret.
And who are you gonna see up there?
I had a whole heap of really cool people scheduled, but a lot of them pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now down to numbers 7 and 8, which is the Faye driver, recently betrothed.
Right.
Hopefully still emotionally stable, having had a big wedding.
Well, not to mention the honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
He may be walking funny.
Yes. Or maybe the other half will be walking funny. No. I'm not sure.
No, trust me. Oh, the Faye driver walks funny.
Faye will be walking funny. And while I'm there, I'll also be seeing Mark in calendar.
Oh, lovely. And there's a new addition also, a last-minute addition.
Oh, yes. Well, this person was at number 3 on my list.
Oh.
Now he's bumped up to number 1. So I'm going to, at great expense and great hassle, I have managed to wangle Delta Airlines, even though they're American. They are going to fly to Toronto.
Oh.
Yep, and I'm going to stop off for 3 hours, and I'm going to see Turnip Head.
Oh, the Turnip Head! Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
He's pretty sexy, too, actually.
Yeah, you've seen pictures.
But that's a secret.
Oh, okay. We won't tell us all. So, Scotty, all in all, it's been a good trip.
It's been a great trip, but too short.
And you said, you know, when I asked you earlier tonight what's been the best and the worst parts mm-hmm. of the trip, you said, well, of course, meeting the different people, but,
yes.
you know, but, and it's, it, may I just say, and I think I speak for everyone that was at the Colonnade tonight, it was an absolute delight to spend the evening with you, and any special thanks, like, to George or someone that, or folks in Chicago that you would like to give special thanks to we run out of time.
Oh, we're running out of time quick. I'm going to go fast. Tom and Terry in Chicago. You've probably never heard of them because they're not podcasters.
No.
There's this other guy who does a show where he just rambles quite a lot. His name is also Tom. I bumped into him and his friend Anthony, Brenda Boo and Eric Boo, not his real last name, hopped into Chicago to have lunch with me, and we had lunch on a Weber barbecue just set up on the side of the street.
Oh.
That was good. Who else did I see? That's probably... Oh, and then here. Sorry.
And Waylon. You saw him on a float.
I saw Waylon float on by in the Pride Parade.
Right.
Hi, Waylon. I waved at him. I don't know if he knew who I was, but I was just a random fan waving from the audience.
And Timmy Sims blew you off.
Totally
blew you off.
Sent me a message and said, meet me now. I'm on my way to the airport to fly back to my city. Wow, that's a funny siren.
Right.
And then in, what city are we in now?
Hatlanta.
At Hatlanta, I did not meet the Hats. No. A little bit disappointing.
Sorry.
I met... what was that guy's name? Romo. I met Romo.
Mm-hmm.
I sat next to him.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first dinner date with a black fella. Mm-hmm. Then Wes, the gay country boy, was next to me.
Okay, Gussie.
Yeah, it was a little bit hard to concentrate on eating with Wes.
That kind of means the music started.
As the music started!
Yeah, it's kind of like those birds.
It's running out. Uh-huh. Quick. Who else did I meet? There's Tim. There was George in Atlanta. Have you heard from him?
Yes.
He bought me dinner. It was very nice. Thank you, George.
Travis.
There was Travis sitting at the end of the table. And then there was a mystery vacant seat for George's friend who didn't come.
They weren't coming anyway.
Big Fatty replaced too.
Well, Scotty, tell everybody where we can find you.
You can find me in Vancouver tomorrow, but also littleuzzybattler.net.
Well, y'all, I hope you've enjoyed chatting, our little chat with Scotty. And Mark, how would you describe him?
The infamous international celebrity podcaster.
Oh, I would call him that also. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.